Hey, what's good? So, we got the new podcast coming to you, Diary of an Irresponsible Black Man, and we're just chopping it up. We're going to share with you some of our internals, just thoughts and feelings on certain situations, but ultimately we're going to break down some of these stereotypes and just some of the ideas that are forced upon the black man and the black community. Very much so. So, and to your further ado, so your host, your bae, LK, and your dude.
That's your boy GQ Smooth.
For sure. So, we're going to move to this and we're just going to chop it up a bit. Today's topic is, what's the topic?
Today's topic is, what's your why?
What is your why?
When I say what's your why, it's pertaining to, like, why do you do the things that you do on the daily? Like, what's your motivation behind what you're doing? I feel like, as people, we tend to just go through the motions. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being like, okay, I got a family. I mean, yeah, of course you got a family you got to provide for. And we look at that. But also, like, what about the ones that are coming after them?
Yeah, it got to be bigger than that.
It's got to be bigger than like what's going on. You got to be thinking about the future as well.
Big.
Instead
okay.
of just what's going on right here in the present.
Okay.
So, as people, when we wake up in the morning, we really can't have just us on our brain.
Okay.
I feel like that's selfish.
I mean,
in some aspect.
I see how you could. And I see exactly how you could feel that way. I don't really know. I think you can have you on the brain, but I think overall, I think we have gotten into a place where we aren't even remotely in tune with our community the way that we used to, and in tune with our culture the way we used to be. And I think that things have definitely gotten digressive because of that. There's a lot of progress that could have been made, but at this point, I think we are digressing. I think that as a culture, as a people, as a society,
mm-hmm.
It used to be that we pushed for equality and we pushed for equal treatment, just of emotionally, just that we reciprocate equal energy. And then we place ourselves in different. Now we say a lot of things. We have a lot of social media rhetoric, is what I like to call it. We have a lot of social media rhetoric, but when you deal with a lot of individuals personally, a lot of times the things that clearly, because they post these things and because they preach these things on social media, they know these things to be true. But if you meet a lot of these individuals, things seem to not line up. They seem to be very contradictory and very conflicting, because All of the social media personalities and so on and so forth that say no drama, team no drama. Now I seem to feel like they have a lot of drama surrounding them. Mm-hmm. It tends to feel like a total contradiction of what it is that they pushing and they preaching us. So I mean, I could give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they're trying to project their future, or they're trying to project their faith, or their fate, and respectfully so, they're trying to speak it into the universe, because there is, I'll give them that benefit. But what I would like to say most importantly is that you are right. We do have to start keeping, we have to start being accountable to more than just ourselves and more than just our families.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start taking into account that we are making decisions that can impact our lineage. Mm-hmm. We're making decisions that impact the rest of our entire generational growth.
Exactly.
Our with our families, even with our friends. Mm-hmm. The way we interact with our friends is going to create I'm going to have to find them though. Traction, let's just say. Traction.
Okay.
We're losing traction because we're interacting on a lot of levels in very negative, derogative ways.
Mm-hmm.
Overall. You know, not always. You know, some of us are sensitive. We talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, some of us are sensitive, but even within that process, you know, to say that someone is sensitive means that you choose to be not accountable to them. Then just don't be their friends. You know, if they're sensitive and your energy is not equal, if you're not able to reciprocate or able to manage in a manner that allows you to develop healthy relationships, because for you to say that someone else has to be a certain type of way in order for them to interact with you, that kind of makes you semi-Kwanzaa narcissistic, I think. Because what you're telling me is screw your feelings. I don't care that whatever it is that has you conditioned the way you are, I don't care about that. And I'm okay with you saying that. What I'm not okay with you is continuing that relationship knowing that you negatively affect another human being. Like, it becomes a responsibility to you, because I myself personally don't want to be around people that I negatively affect, because that takes from my soul and it takes from my spirit and it takes away from my legacy.
Yeah.
When it hurts me to know that I hurt somebody else. It hurts me to know that someone leaves my presence in some kind of way. Me just being me, that's hurt. That's more hurtful than anything. Me just being who I am hurts your feelings. And so my accountability to you is to say, look, I love you, but we can't do this. We can't hang out, because I understand you feel the way that you feel, and I'll try to adjust on some level. But if I can't adjust, then, you know, we gotta part ways, and we gotta separate, because you need people in your life that transmit the same energy. Like, the energy has to translate evenly, because if it doesn't translate evenly, then you are developing an abusive relationship.
Sure.
So accountability, I totally understand, is very important, because that's the way that we're gonna grow. As I can't build you up if I'm tearing you down.
Yeah.
So if I tell you something positive, but the way you feel about the way that we interact is not positive, then anything that I told you is in vain, because you can't receive it. You can't receive a blessing. It's very difficult, let's just say. Some people have the ability to process undertones and understand that undertones are not, you know, the true meaning of your relationship. But ultimately, we do have to be accountable for the energy that we put out into the world, but we also have to be accountable for the relationships and our participation. If the other person is not accountable, then someone has to take charge.
Yeah.
And say, hey, man, I love you. You got to do the things that's best for you. Like, I love you enough to tell you, you know, it's just not clicking. You know, we not the same. And I'm not saying it in an abusive manner. I'm not saying it in a manner that's degrading or belittling to say, no, you ain't shit because you ain't like me. It's just, you need to be in a place where you're okay. Like, I need you to be okay. And if you, even if we operate at minimal, you know, we still can be friends, we still can be cool, but you need to make sure that you are in a space that allows you to develop, grow, be nurtured. You know, this ain't the field for you. This is not the garden that you're supposed to be planted in. And you got to be responsible for that. Yeah. Like, I need you to be responsible for that. I need to be responsible for that. And we just be able to be good. Yeah. Like, that's how I see things. Like,
I mean, you know, like, even just to, you know, double back on that. Like I said, when it comes to us as people, you know, we tend to forget about the people around us when it comes to our day-to-day lives. You know, if it's career-wise, if okay. it's...
I was way off, a little bit.
You good. If it's dealing with, you know, family and friends or whatever the case is, it's like, you know, you wake up in the morning and you have these dreams and goals and ambitions, right? But, like, does that line up with what's going to transpire in the future? So, like, is it going to line up, like, does your dreams match today, match with your, you know, with your goals and aspirations for tomorrow?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you may have kids, right? If you don't have kids, it's fine. But you even outside of just kids, you think about the people that inspired you or the people that was there for you in your life. Like, what are you doing to help them out in the process?
Okay.
Like, are you what are you doing to help?
Are you building a foundation?
Or foundation, pretty much. Like, are you
building a foundation?
Especially like when it comes to people that's coming after you. Like, are you putting them in a good position to where like they don't have to? You pretty much making it easier for them, like in the process. Like, are you making these steps, right? But within these steps, are you making the proper steps to make their transition easier when it comes to, you know, generational wealth, or when it comes to them finding jobs in the future, or whatever their dreams and goals and aspirations are?
Okay.
So like I said, with that being said, it's like with me personally, we've never had generational wealth. My family, we've never had somebody that was like big time and worked to be like, yo. You know, it's time for you to get older.
I'm gonna have to interject on that one. When I know your grandparents,
yeah,
and I know your family, and I gotta tell you, like, I process things, you know, big time is one thing, and I think that's an overstatement, in terms of, not necessarily an overstatement, but I think that's your grandparents, they set a legacy. You know, they set a legacy. I mean, your grandfather set a legacy. You know, that's one of the most respected men that, you know, outside of a couple of individuals in my family, primarily I have an uncle, my Uncle Fon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he took me in and he did a lot for me. But a lot of what I mimic on an everyday life in terms of my work ethic, that's where I gathered that from. Mm. Well, I gotta tell you, like, I also gathered a lot of that from your grandfather. Mm. Like, I watched, you know, your grandfather be 70, 60, 70 years old and work three jobs. Mm. Like, that's gangster. Mm. Like, that's gangster. And that was just conditioning. That's what he had been conditioned to do.
Yeah.
And regardless of, you know, age, he wasn't even cognizant of how old he was. He just knew what he was built for. Mm. And he was a provider. He was a provider. He was a protector. Like, he did a lot of things and he was a humble man. No, he is. He is a humble
He's
man.
Humble.
He is a humble man.
I agree.
You know, he's OG to me. Mm. You know, and so I can't necessarily say just because, you know, they don't become big time in a sense of social relevance, but in your family's relevance, like, he's big time.
No, and you know, I'm not taking away from that. But
that's a lot of who you are, though. Like, that love that he gave, and just that space for the fact that he was able to create that space where y'all were able to come over on the holidays. You know, the entire family. That's way bigger than anything that you will ever experience. And that's something that never take that for granted. I know it's something that you always had, so it's something that you probably don't process. But now I want to help you process that. That's something that you will take into, I mean, it's something that you value even today.
I mean, like, you know, and that's true. Like, I'm not taking away from that. He created that type of environment, type of space. But it's like with his kids, though, they didn't take advantage of that and that light. It's like, okay, like, my you know, he made this way, he paved this way. But I feel like they didn't have the same state of mind and the same process.
Look at your mother.
No, look, I'm not taking away from my mother either.
I'm telling you.
I'm not taking away from my mother.
I'm not talking about
this one individual person. I'm talking about the family as a whole.
Well, the family as a whole, though, you'll never ever get, because you can't, I've seen people that have been millionaires, literally have people that come from millionaire bloodlines and be homeless. That's a choice. That's a choice not to develop that work ethic, because that's something that you observe every day. So if you don't process that, that becomes a you thing. If you at no point transmit, because we can't, I can't as a parent, I can't force that on you. Mm-hmm. I can't make you understand the importance of, I can tell you. And if I don't tell you, you can see it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you process it differently, that become because we're giving our own brains. That's the unfortunate reality about being a parent. You can set whatever legacy, whatever lineage you want to create, whatever lineage process you want to create, but the kids got to follow it. They got to follow it. They got to follow these work ethics. Your mother has a tremendous work ethic, just like your dad. Just like your granddad. You got other people that they have work ethics in different manners, but they also created. I mean, they have households. They have homes. They have, you know, things may not have translated overall, and that's. I mean, realize that even within that, we process in general curses, and we break in general curses, one curse at a time. We break in generational curses, one generation at a time, one family at a time. So what we seeing might not translate, but that's where it becomes. Not seeing what somebody else is doing, or not processing what somebody else did or did not process, but saying, okay, my responsibility now. What's my responsibility? Because I see this curse has been broken. Mm-hmm. So I got this one. You know, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for processing, for breaking that one. For now, I want to take it a next step. And then hoping that you're able to have the time to nurture your children, to say, here's the importance of, because they're not aware of those generational curses, I don't think, as well. Because if they were, that may create a different process.
And that's exactly what I'm getting at. Like, you know, like I have a millennial state of mind.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're a lot older. They still got that old school state of mind.
I love it, though.
Yeah, they grew up in that.
I love that, though.
I mean, that's fine to have, but now, you know, it's a totally different generation, especially when it comes to jobs, when it comes to technology and things of that sort. There's so many resources out here.
Okay.
So what I'm getting at is, like I said, I'm not knocking anything. My family, they've been great. They've done what they're supposed to do as a family, as mothers, as parents, and everything. I'm not knocking that. So I'm at the point now to where, like, I am just trying to make, you know, like, the path when it comes to me having kids, or the people that's coming after me, you know, when they have kids, I just want to make that process easier. You know what I'm saying? Cause I've seen how hard my mom had to work. I've seen how hard my grandparents had to work. You know what I mean? I don't want
to
have...
They didn't have to work that hard, though. I always remember that, too.
When you got 7-8 kids at a time,
They could have chose... They could have chose to... They could have... I've seen families choose, and that's what I want... That's what I want everybody to realize in life, is that we all got a choice. Like, be grateful that the people that in our lives don't choose differently. I've had people in my life that choose differently. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had them to choose differently. You know, to choose not to work hard, mm-hmm. regardless of how many responsibilities they had. So, understanding that they chose to take those responsibilities. I mean, your father chose not to take the responsibilities.
Sure.
He chose not to take on. He chose to do whatever he did, and your mother chose to take those to take on the responsibilities of the mother and the father. She chose, though. She didn't have to.
Yeah.
Nobody has to do anything. That's the reality. Everybody can choose. Like, your mother could have chose to do drugs. She could have chose to go get a nigga that beat on her every day. Mm. But she chose to take a different route. She chose to take the most responsible, loving route that she possibly could. And even if it didn't fit what we thought, she chose to go as hard as she could possibly go in life and do everything that she possibly knew to do. Because I guarantee you, that's what she did. Everything she knew to do. And so I think the responsibility for us is learning more. Information gives us the leverage in life that we need. Mm. Gaining the information. And truthfully, is gaining the emotional aptitude to process these things and to gather the things that we really need to keep us motivated, driven, man. Because I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, setting that path is laying that path is very important.
It's important.
Very important.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like my grandparents, they understood what their why And that's why they went so hard.
True story.
Yeah, that's why they went so hard. And, you know, they're working, you know, two or three jobs at a time to provide for, you know, for their kids. And that's where I'm getting at. You're like, what's your why behind what you're doing?
Okay.
Like, I feel like, you know, if you don't really have a why or a reason behind what you're doing, if you're just thinking, if you're selfless and you're being selfish, then you're really not living like you're supposed to be living. And like I said, with me, I've seen them go through that. I've seen my mother, you know, work three or four jobs at a time when I was younger. You know, growing up in the projects over in Preston Taylor, like moms was never at the crib. You know, she was working at Bruce Lumber Company. She was working at Lee's.
Bruce Lumber Company, bro.
Man, she was working at Lee's.
A woman chicken. Working at Bruce Lumber Company. Bro, she worked. That's OG, bro.
She worked at Bruce Lumber
Company. That's OG, bro.
That's like. You know how hard it is?
Bruh, that's OG, bruh.
Like I said,
I worked there. I ain't like it. I worked there for a summer, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't like it, bro.
So for her to go through that type of thing, you know, to provide for me and my little brother, like, it's like, yo, like I want to give her like a return on her investment. You know what I'm saying?
You are though. You have.
Like I feel like I haven't done enough, I feel like.
Man, you done enough. You know what you didn't do? You ain't go to jail. You ain't coming to her borrowing money from her on a day-to-day basis. Like, at the end of the day, like, understand being like, your responsibility to your mother is to set your life up to do well for your kids. She will be grateful for you to give her something back. She will be beyond grateful.
And that's what I'm working towards.
But I guarantee you that you gave her something back. The fact that now, whatever $400 or $500 a month that she had to take towards whatever it is she had to do, mm-hmm. now she has all of that, and she don't have to contribute to you, because not only are you taking care of yourself, but you're not having to get that from her. So that's something that she now has that time for herself, but she also now has that time mm-hmm. because you're not worrying her, you're not in jail, you're not out robbing or stealing or killing or. Understand, that is the greatest gift that you can give any parent. It's just the fact that at this point you are a productive human being, a respectable, responsible young man, aspiring to be better, aspiring to be great. That is a tremendous, tremendous refund on her investment. For her to know that she has someone in the world that they looking at, that the world is looking at, and not looking at her like, who the fuck raised this child? Mm. Where did this nigga come from? Where is they parent at?
Yeah.
Like, I need to talk to this motherfucker, because this is not what's up.
Yeah.
Like, she could have tucked this nigga back in, and she could have aborted this nigga. Yeah. And we would have been good.
Yeah.
Like, the world would have been better if she would have just aborted this nigga.
I mean, you know what? I mean, she might have that state of mind.
No, she got it. Trust me.
No, she got that state of mind.
Trust me.
But with me though, I got a state of mind to where I don't want her to continue to have to work if she don't have to. Like, I'm trying to help her retire. I'm trying to have her living on resorts and beaches and islands and just having her feet kicked up somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, she worked too hard too long. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, real.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I want to return on her investment. Like, she invested so much in me. She believed in me. You know, she's put out so much. Yeah. Monetary value. She's put on so much time. So with me, it's more like mom, like, you know, you've done so much. Like, you've worked so hard. Like, let me help you retire. Let me go get you some rental property. Let me go get you some real estate. Let me like I said, just let me help you retire so you don't have to work no more, type of thing. Like, that's what I'm on. It's the state of mind that I got.
Do it.
You know what I mean?
Dude.
And that's the wave that I'm on. You know what I'm saying? We done bought some property in Clarksville. It's a house on it right now. But we're gonna get it demolished.
Okay.
We're gonna get that taken care of. We're gonna get demolished, and we work on a construction loan right now.
Do it.
Get a construction loan, get some duplexes on that thing. To where, like, she ain't gotta work on 9 to 5.
Do it.
She ain't gotta go, because, you know, she work in the school system. She ain't got to go to the school system every day. She ain't got to wake up early in the morning to be dealing with kids and things of that sort every day. It's to the point to where, like, yo, We get the construction loan. We get these duplexes on this thing, ma. I'm going to manage the properties. You sit back and chill. Because it's like I said, she's done so much. You know what I mean? She's done so much. And, like, she's my why behind what I do.
It's real.
You know what I'm saying?
It's real.
Her, like I said, when it's time for me to have kids, her grandkids, y'all my why. You know what I mean? Behind what I've done, all the things I've been through, I don't want y'all to have to go through what I've been through. I want to make the process easier. Hey, if you don't want, if you want to come work, get some work. That's fine.
That's but real.
I just want to make sure they good, you know, monetary wise, finance wise, educational wise. You know, I want them to make sure they straight. So that's just my state of mind.
That's real.
So that's, I got a millennial state of mind.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to take care of my people. That's it. All the other stuff I don't really care about, but I just want to take care of my people and the people that's coming after me.
It's real.
That's the only thing I'm getting at. You know?
I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah.
Man, yo. I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. Man, hey, yo, I just, for everybody that tuned in, I just want to thank y'all. Everybody that took the time to listen, I just want to thank y'all. It's your babe, LK.
It's your boy, GQ Smooth.
And just be patient with us on this, because we gonna learn this whole process. And man, the biggest thing is we just want to be inspiring to our people. And, you know, we got a lot clearly on our hearts and on our minds. And, man, just rock with us. Just rock with us and grow with us. That's the biggest and most important thing is, man, we want to be part of cultural growth. Cultural growth and generational growth. And just explaining and exposing and to stop allowing our cultures and our generations to be exploited based on our ignorance and our lack of information and lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. Those are the things that are happening. And so if we take the time to express and to share and just to engage in intellectual conversation regardless of, you know, then I think this will be a big start to just growing and becoming something bigger and better. So, man, moving forward, like I said, I just want to thank y'all. And I mean, ultimately, just, man, everybody, let's all be great, man. Let's be great. And the next podcast we're gonna do is Black Love Matters. So hopefully everybody tune in. We expect y'all to. We appreciate y'all when you do. And let's make this thing bigger. Let's make this thing bigger. Let's make it something special. Moving forward, I'm just going to say we out and thank y'all.